Good job, good job. That's what I'm talking about.
So you want to have the same stance no matter what you're doing.
Look, then we saw him.
The Cat in the Hat.
Go Giants!
Let's go, Big Blue Nation.
I'm with my son, Bentley. We're here at LSU.
One more time, guys.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Hopp with the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Super Bowl 51 takes place tomorrow in Houston between the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. Obviously, the Giants have four Lombardi trophies. In the course of the show, we're going to look back at the Giants Super Bowl wins, and we start things off with the Giants' 1986 Super Bowl championship win.
New Jersey native Bill Parcells would take over the reins as head coach of the Giants in 1983, and he would immediately put his stamp on the franchise. Led by their young linebacker, Lawrence Taylor, Big Blue would continue to build a team predicated on defense. With the young phenom LT leading the way, Parcells would eventually appoint then-linebacker coach Bill Belichick as the new defensive coordinator.
Basically, what I did as the defensive coordinator was to take Bill's system and try to modify it weekly by a game plan.
Lips comes back across, then we squirm it back here, and Herbie, you're coming.
Bill and I, you know, had a good relationship. I knew what he wanted. He told me the things he didn't want, and so I kept it within those boundaries.
You with me, Carl?
Yeah.
I know he was looking on this side.
Bill, here, before you start telling about plays, you better tell him to be alert for the hurry up.
We got it, Bill. We've already been over.
But Bill gave me a lot of freedom to coach the defense and coach the team in my personality.
All right, that's where the jam on that too, okay? Keep hammering those outside receivers.
And in 1986, Big Blue would have the recipe for success.
It's a very special year in terms of Giant history and lore.
We were just a hard hat group of guys who just wanted to go out and smack people around.
I look back on some of the film when we worked, man. I mean, we were really damn good. No, you know what we did?
We were badasses. That's what we were.
We were badasses.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. That's some fun.
It was such a great evolution of this group of guys that just were all for one and one for all. And I think that was the epitome of team.
Showtime, B! It's showtime, baby! Showtime!
Is looking for a target, goes out to the right side, intercepted, George Martin, 30, 45.
We weren't just going to have a regular season. We weren't going to have a season where we were just hoping to make it to the playoffs. In the back of everybody's mind, I really feel that we all believe that we could win a Super Bowl.
Complete to Bavaro down to the 35, showing his feet to the 30, down to the 25, down to the 20. He's got four men on his back and gets down to the 17.
I just knew once we took the field in 86 that we were going to win the Super Bowl that year.
There was not a question in our mind that we were going to win that game. There was not a question among anybody in the Giant locker room.
Sims has the ball. Sims throws, end zone. Bavaro, touchdown!
Phil Sims was having a wonderful day, and we were going to do the things we needed to do to win. We were going to, you know, dominate when we needed to. We're going to run the ball when we wanted to. We're going to throw the ball, but Phil Sims was having a fantastic day. Once again, it's about team, and team is the most important thing, and we wanted to leave an impression on everybody there.
Here we go. 1 yard needed for a touchdown. Hand off Morris. He's going to get it. The Super Bowl champions are the Giants, everybody's dream in football. That one time you'll be there.
We just sit there and go, oh, my God. You know, we won.
We're the best in the world, man, for 1 year.
I think it'd be a sense of accomplishment. And as an athlete, you get the pinnacle of your success.
The rest of your life, man, nobody can ever tell you that you couldn't do it because you did it.
I knew what a momentous moment it was for Wellington and Tim Mara, the entire Mara family, and the support that we had gotten with the Giants. So it was actually pretty funny, though. Game was over and the locker room was, of course, pandemonium. It was an awesome scene, and I just felt like I'll never be in this moment again. So I walked out of the locker room, you know, walked back out onto the Rose Bowl and just took one last look at the field and the, you know, the scoreboard and the whole scene. And it was just, you know, a moment that I just personally wanted to capture. And then I came back in and the security guards wouldn't let me back into the locker room to get to the buses. I was young enough. They didn't. I mean, nobody knew who I was. This is fine. But I almost couldn't get back on the bus.
Phil Simms had a day for the ages as the Giants dismantled the Denver Broncos. When we come back on the program, we're going to look at Super Bowl 25. But first, it's time for Gatorade Win From Within. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota, the Super Bowl edition. Now it's time to take a look at the Giants' second Super Bowl win, 1990, in Super Bowl 25 against the Buffalo Bills.
After upsetting the 49ers in a dramatic come-from-behind win in the 1990 NFC Championship game, the Giants would face an even greater challenge at Super Bowl 25 in Tampa as they prepared to battle Jim Kelly and the Buffalo Bills' high-octane K-gun offense.
The Buffalo Bills were one of the most prolific offenses of all time. Jim Kelly at the quarterback position, the points they scored, the Thurman Thomas as the runner, I mean, they were exceptional.
Defensive coordinator Bill Belichick would devise a game plan to slow down Buffalo's air assault. He told his players in order to win the game, Thurman Thomas would need to rush for close to 100 yards.
Thurman Thomas is a great back. We knew he was going to get some yards, but I didn't feel like we wanted to get into a game where they threw the ball 45 times. I mean, our base defense was cover two, and the theory in cover two is jam the outside receivers, get two safeties deep in the middle, and let them throw it inside. And are they going to catch them? Sure, but Pepper and Carl and Lawrence and those guys, that's what they live for. Good, you can catch for 4 or 5 yards, but you're going to pay the price. And that's the way we wanted to play and just try to make it a more physical game.
Despite slowing down Buffalo's vaunted attack, the Giants still trailed the Bills late in the first half before Jeff Hostetler connected with Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker.
Hostetler throws, touchdown! Stephen Baker! And he beats the main man, Nate Odoms.
The inside released, he made a great stick, and he caught what amounts to a corner route up in the corner of the end zone for the big score. Incredibly important. We went into halftime, we had come off of a score, which always gives you a little boost of confidence at that point in time.
And with momentum now in their favor, the Giants offense would continue to punish the Bills, dominating the time of possession with a Super Bowl drive for the ages.
And look at Otis Anderson throw the uppercut.
He looked like Muhammad Ali winding up, popped in with that stiff arm.
In another signature play of the game, the drive would be kept alive with Mark Ingram's clutch reception on 3rd and 13.
He's got Ingram for maybe a first down. He'll try to the 20. Yes, he's got it. What effort. What effort.
He broke at least 5 tackles in getting that first down. He looked almost like a running back running through the different defenders when those people had good shots at him.
That was sort of the signature of our whole team. Every individual that we played in that game was doing the same thing. It was laying everything out on the line.
Giants on the 1.5-yard line. OJ, touchdown! The Giants take the lead.
But the Bills kept fighting, and they would put themselves in position for one shot at victory.
Now Norwood tries to kick his longest ever on grass, 47 yards. 8 seconds left.
I can see the snap. I can hear the kick. He hit it good. And I remember just slow motion and just watching the ball and not being able to tell whether it was good or not.
So I'm lined up away from the rush, defensive left side. I mean, when he kicked the ball, it looked like it went over my head. The minute it went over my head, I'm anticipating that it's going to be wide.
In the air, got the distance, it is. No good!
I stayed there for a while, just savoring it and just watching our guys race all over the place.
I just remember snapping my head around. The camera just happened to stay on me, and I don't know how high I jumped. I could have jumped into the stands. It felt like it took me forever to come down. And I just like, thank you, God.
I mean, I honestly felt it was the culmination of my career. It was the cherry on top of my NFL Sunday.
That was really satisfying to win with that. After losing your quarterback, everybody said you can't win without your starting quarterback. Well, Jeff Ostler proved that wrong.
That victory in the Super Bowl was the culmination of a lot of hard work, and I think that was the embodiment of what Giants football was about.
Wide right will forever be remembered by New York Giants fans. When we come back, a look at Super Bowl 42 as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. We continue our look back at Giants Super Bowl victories. We take you to 2007, the Giants going against the undefeated Patriots in Super Bowl 42. After the Giants' victory in Super Bowl 25, head coach Bill Parcells retired from the New York Giants. In his eight seasons with Big Blue, Parcells compiled a record of 85-52-1 and won two Super Bowl championships. That same year, Giants defensive coordinator Bill Belichick left to become head coach of the Cleveland Browns, where he stayed for five seasons. In 2000, he was named head coach of the New England Patriots, and went on to create a dynasty there, winning Super Bowl championships in 2001, 2003, and 2004. Tom Coughlin was the wide receivers coach on the Giants' 1990 Super Bowl team. After the season, he left to become the head coach at Boston College, and in 1995 was named the first head coach of the NFL's newest franchise, the Jacksonville Jaguars. In 2004, Giants owner Wellington Mara and Robert Tisch introduced Tom Coughlin as their new head coach. 3 years later, in 2007, the two former New York Giant assistant coaches would go head-to-head in Super Bowl 42.
The New York Football Giants and the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42. The New England Patriots trying to rewrite history. 18-0. We'll settle it over 60 minutes of football.
You know, we were confident going through that whole stretch of the playoffs. We kind of say, hey, you know, we got something special here. I don't know what it is, but we got a little fight in us, and we find ways to win.
We ain't supposed to be here, right? The quarterback cannot be sacked, can't even be hit. We don't stand a chance.
I wanted to win so bad. I wanted to win so bad.
As the contest began, the Giants' game plan became clear and simple. Punish their MVP quarterback, Tom Brady.
We were so dialed in and so confident that none of us could be blocked one-on-one. And we all were so confident we could not be beat. We all were racing to the quarterback because we wanted to be the guy to make that play.
Brady back, has time, steps up, gets hit, fumble. Sacked, fumble the football, it's loose on the ground, they scramble for it. Who has it? Giant ball at midfield.
For most of the game, both teams struggled offensively. But as the final quarter began, Eli Manning gave his team a jump start with two big plays.
Middle, Boss makes the catch on the run, still on his feet across midfield, to the 40, to the 35, and knocked down at the 34-yard line. Kevin Boss.
Rookie Kevin Boss's 45-yard catch and run set up the Giants' go-ahead touchdown.
Tyree in motion, handoff, bump, play fake, Manning to throw to the end zone, touchdown! David Tyree on the post, and the Giants have the lead with 11:05 to go in the ballgame.
But as he had done all year, Tom Brady would lead his team back to regain the lead.
20
Brady gets set, takes the snap, back to throw, lobs one right for Moss, touchdown! And the Patriots have the lead with 2:42 to go.
What a Super Bowl this has been. Can the Giants do it? They're down by four.
Here it is, there's a minute and 51 seconds left. We're down four, and there's only one option. You know, the score's got to be 17-14.
17-14 is the final, okay? 17-14, fellas. One touchdown, we are world champions.
I wanted to relay to them what I really believe needed to happen. I need you guys to score a touchdown. We need to be world champions.
Can Eli Manning do it? You got to go 83 yards in 2:39.
We were very confident. You know, there wasn't a whole lot said. I just kind of ran in and said, all right, here we go.
This is what every quarterback lives for, chance to win the game.
We get to a third and five. We have a pretty good play on for the coverage. I'm probably going to work maybe the Tyree on the post.
Manning takes the snap. Back to throw. Under pressure. Avoids the rush. And he's going to fight out of it. Still fights out of it. Now throws it deep downfield. Wide open Tyree, who makes the catch. At the 23-yard line. What a play by Manning. He eluded three sacks.
They got a hold of me, but they just never pulled me down. They just kind of, I could feel the guy hold me, but they weren't tackling me. So I fought out of it. I rolled right. I kind of saw Tyree. I just figured, you know, I got to give this a shot.
Then he throws it to the middle of the field, and no, not the middle of the field. I know that. You never throw the ball to the middle of the field.
What a play by the quarterback.
What a catch by Tyree. Oh. Tyree had Harrison all over him. The ball was on his helmet.
Ball off his helmet, head. You couldn't tell what he did with it.
There's no quitting this team. There's no dying this team, Bob.
When we talk about playing above the X's and O's, you have to play above the X's and O's to win in this league. There's the greatest example of all.
When he caught the ball, game's over. We knew we were going to win.
Manning calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, lobs it left, first is wide open, touchdown Giants in the left corner of the end zone.
Touchdown.
With 35 seconds to go and the Giants regain the lead. Manning to Burris.
You know, that ball just seemed to hang up there in the end zone forever. I was like, things got to come down. Hurry up and get down. You know, I'm jumping up and going crazy.
The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14 as Tom Coughlin gets a Gatorade bath.
Hey, we won the Super Bowl.
At first, it's just chaos. You're hugging everybody. And there's kind of a moment right before I got up on stage to grab the trophy for the first time. I'm kind of sitting there just waiting, and no one can get to me. And that's kind of when it all kind of sunk in for the first time. Just, you know, we just won the Super Bowl.
What a season. From 0-2 to 14-6. After a 17-year wait, the Lombardi Trophy returns to Giant Stadium.
You are the best in the world. You have paid the price. You have won the game on the field. You have beaten one of the greatest teams of all time. You are the world champion.
David Tyree's catch, one of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history. When we come back, we'll tell you about Super Bowl 46 as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. After that Giants thrilling win against the Patriots in Super Bowl 42, they met up again in Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. Here's a look back. In a rematch with the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 46, the Giants look to once again capture the Lombardi Trophy in what would become another Super Bowl classic.
Takes the snap, back to throw. Throws one left, touchdown Giants! Victor Cruz on the slam!
Eli connected on his first 9 passes, breaking the Super Bowl record held by former Giant Phil Sims. He finished the game with 296 yards and 1 touchdown, and once again thrilled the fans with some last-minute magic.
Manning out of the shotgun set, he's back to throw. Finds the pocket, deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline.
This time it was Manning to Manningham that set up the game-winning score.
Hand off Bradshaw, he runs up the middle. Oh, and he falls into the end zone for the touchdown. He thought about stopping.
But not before another heart-stopping final play.
Brady heaves one. Down the middle of the field, into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
It's definitely special. The first time it was all kind of brand new. It kind of came out of nowhere. The second one, you end up thinking, you know, you're thinking about the other guys who were getting their first Super Bowl and the emotions that they must be going through with that first one. You realize that you're the world champions and just, all the different things that are going through your mind. So it's an exciting time, you know, for myself. And then you think about those guys who are going through it for the first time, you know, what that feeling is and smiling for them.
For the New York Giants, it was deja vu all over again. A Super Bowl win against Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and the New England Patriots. A parade down the Canyon of Heroes. And a celebration this time in the Giants' new home, MetLife Stadium. For the 2011 Giants, Eli Manning proved that he was an elite quarterback as he won his second Super Bowl MVP. And for Giants head coach Tom Coughlin and the rest of the Big Blue, a season in which there were many doubters, in the end, the Giants were the Super Bowl champions.
Like Super Bowl 42, Super Bowl 46 had another brilliant Eli Manning play. His pass to Mario Manningham that got that final drive going for the New York Giants. That wraps it up for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed your look back at the Giants' 4 Super Bowl wins. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.